Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All About Guitar with Jeff Lowell, only on LA Talk Radio.
Guitar, an amazing instrument. It has developed into an incredible voice in today's music. So many types of guitars, so many styles of playing, all sorts of gear. How does one make their voice be heard as a guitarist? My name is Jeff Floro and welcome to All About Guitar, where we talk tone, we talk technique, we talk gear. Where we discover how we can become better musicians in a world of constantly changing technologies. Where we take a good look at everything guitar. And sometimes not exactly guitar, but just as important. So we can be more successful as a musician in today's music scene. So sit back and relax, and let's explore All About Guitar. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to All About Guitar. This show is actually being pre-recorded. It will be broadcasting, and when you guys see it, it'll be in March. But we're actually here just before the NAMM show, the National Association for Music Merchants. And my very, very, very good friend and guitar player, Don Alder, had just flown in literally from, I think yesterday, from Canada. And he called me up and he said, you got to check out these guitars. I got a bunch of stuff I want you to see. And so I'm going to have you introduce my guests. Sure. They are the person that started the company for Mason Guitars and I think Martinez Guitars, right? And my new friend, Van Chan, is one of the representatives for Mason, and so they came in today, and we brought some of these guitars and a couple of other guitars like this harp guitar. And one of the things I wanted to stress, the last night's show, I had a luthier coming in from Armenia, and I had mentioned in the post that guitar is a global thing. It's a global phenomenon, and what's really exciting to me is guitar making, luthiering, is now a global thing, and I'm really excited to see the quality. You'll see tonight these instruments here. They're really well made, and they're reasonably priced. They're not extravagant. For the working musician, because working musicians, we all know, we're not rich, but we like and appreciate really good guitars, and we need good guitars for the job. And to get one that's in a great price range is invaluable. So I want to welcome everybody, and also my good friend. He's off camera, but Doug Moore is here. And but anyway, welcome, Don. It's great to see you again.
Always great to be back.
And let me get your level up a little bit. Sure. And so tell us a little bit. Well, introduce everybody for us.
Sure. So with Mason Guitars, we have Alex, who's the co-founder. But I, as I got to know him, I call him more of an innovator. And he's just an all-around passionate guy of trying to get music in the hands of people. So he's really passionate about that whole thing. And then we have Van, who's a sales manager for Mason.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, when we look at the guitars, we'll talk a bit about, and he can tell you more about the guitars, I guess.
Okay, well, do you want to start with the Timberline first, or what do you want? Let's go right into the, do you want to go into the Masons?
Let me do the Timberline first, because I've got it on lap, and it's so touchy for tuning and stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about this one. Now, this guitar is made in Michigan?
This guitar is made overseas.
Overseas.
But the company is actually based out of Temecula.
Out of Temecula,
California, yeah.
Okay.
And their concept was, I mean, I remember you saw me last time I was here with that lower cost harp guitar that's never quite worked out. So Rob Smith, the founder of this company, hooked up with Greg Miner, who you know,
mm-hmm.
and they decided to try to take a stab at it too, to get a low cost harp guitar in the hands of folks. And as you know, I tour a lot, and it's, nothing hurts more when guitars get stolen or get broken. And so that's, they come up with a price range of about $900 to $2,000. The one I've got here today is a higher end model. But yeah, they've done a really great job of making this accessible to everybody now, right?
Now, let me ask you, the difference between the high end and the low end, is it more ornamental, or is it, I mean, have you, you've played all of them. Do they all play pretty well the same, or is there a big difference?
In terms of the sound and stuff like that, every guitar's got its own character, I think, a little bit, right? Especially right. when it comes to the bass strings. But all the ones I played, I mean, like you, we both love with the Mason guitars with the neck. They've got a real good consistency with harp guitars. And actually, when I've been playing on this stage with these things, I've not been afraid to try to tune it live when you're actually doing
right.
a song. All the other ones I've had, it's been like, where is it at, and is it going to work properly, and they're too clunky, right? So they've done a really good job, and I think people, once they start seeing this, especially for singer-songwriters who've never played something like this, whole new set of possibilities, right?
Yeah. No, this is great. Well, tell us a little more about this guitar.
Sure. So we got our usual six strings, you know. And I'm in a unique tuning here. And then you've got six sub-bass strings. And the idea is you try to kind of, you know, rub the hand, your hand over the top of your head and chew gum and same and make it all work. So I'll give you a little example. You kind of use root notes mm-hmm. to supplement a chord. And the beauty is as you're playing that chord, the bass note keeps going. So then you have to kind of develop a technique where you're going to shift to a different chord that you can kind of mute it so it doesn't collide, right? Some of it all works really nice together. Mm-hmm. So you can do bass, you know, root notes. You can do kind of bass lines. But you can also do the thing that keyboard players do, and that's do extended chords. So you can do a chord like, get these nice open spacings, which you can't do in a guitar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll give you a little example, you know, how it sounds all together. It's pretty simple in concept, but like I say, for singer-songwriters, I think this would be really groovy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've seen a singer-songwriter other than Michael Hedges use it. But I've done a couple songs, but I think it's a good market for that.
Now, this has a, I see there's a pickup for the drone strings.
Yep.
And then is there another pickup, like a Piezo or something in there? Because I see a little volume control.
So in all of their models, they're kind of using the system now. They're using a little Anthem pickup for the six-string side from Lalar Bags. And then they're working with a company in Austria called Six Tuss Pickups.
Mm-hmm.
And he's using that for the bass strings. You have two outputs, so then you can actually separate and EQ for both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do some pretty groovy things with it, right?
What are the materials? What's that made out of?
That's the one guitar I don't know about. It's, I don't know. He had a special name. It's not acacia. It's hardwood similar to acacia.
For the top?
For the top, for the whole guitar, yeah.
Oh, it's everything. It's the same wood for it.
Yeah, all their guitars.
Flip it around so they can see the back of it. It's sure. just a beautiful, the wood on this thing is amazing.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And one of the things they're tuning that's really modern, too, is this whole armrest bevel, which I think they're calling a comfort armrest these days.
Because mm-hmm.
when you sit and play for hours, you start getting a crease in your arm, right? And this doesn't allow that anymore. So it's you're going to start seeing this come out in more and more guitars. It's just happening.
I've seen it on the higher-end Taylors a lot. They've been doing that.
Yeah, it's coming downstream pretty quick. So, yeah, low cost. Like I said, it's like, you know, between 900 and 2000, and you can secure one of these things.
Give us like about 30 seconds of this. Play something for us.
Okay.
Yeah, just.
So, there you have it.
That sustain is great. Okay. So, that is Timberline Guitars, and their website is www.timberlineguitars.com. And if you talk to Rob, if you contact him, tell him you heard about us on All About Guitar, and Don sent you. So, now.
Yes.
This is one of your guitars. So, what I'd like you to do is explain the company, how long it's been around, and just give us a little bit of an overview of your company.
I'm Alex.
Come on.
I come from the classic guitar world.
Okay.
15 years ago, we started our Martinez company in Guangzhou, located in Guangzhou.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is our company. We are selling the Martinez guitars over the world, more than 50 countries. And now it's the biggest classic guitar manufacturer in the world.
Okay.
And make the really good quality and a reasonable price classic guitars.
Now, how long have you been making classical guitars?
18 years.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, I work for this industry, the guitar industry, is more than 25 years.
Okay.
I play guitar. It's my passion.
Good.
Yeah.
Now I can tell. I tried some of these guitars before the show. And they're well made, and you can tell a guitar player was supervising this because the necks on these guitars are extraordinary.
Yeah.
So, now, actually, since we're talking about the classical, grab the classical real quick. Let's go ahead and since we're talking about that, then we'll go to your other guitars because they're all beautiful. But this classical guitar is amazing.
Yeah, and it really sings, eh?
Play like a single note and vibrato on it a little bit. Because the middle strings especially have a lot of sustain, really rich sound. Now, let me ask you, tell us the woods, that's a cedar top?
Yes, this is cedar top. This is our model MC88.
Okay.
It's just a model entry level. The first level we have mahogany, and we have a rosewood. This is just the first level.
This is mahogany.
We have another one is called mahogany, and this one is rosewood back and side.
Okay, so this is rosewood with a cedar top.
Yeah.
And
mahogany neck.
Mahogany neck.
Yeah.
With an ebony board.
Ebony. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
Now, what's the price range for this one?
This price around the $499
for a solid rosewood guitar. Yeah. That's impressive. Yeah. That's impressive. This is a nice guitar.
Yeah, they've been. I've got to go to the factory a couple of times, and Alex is very shy about it. He's very humble about telling about it, but it's extremely impressive. And what I found so neat about it is that, like I said, he came from the whole classical kind of building thing, so many years of that, brought over that kind of tradition to modern style guitar, but started looking at other guitars and thought how he could make improvements, but still bring it to the market at a very low cost. So what he did is he's actually invented machines himself, built machines. To develop ways to build things that are better than what's out there. And I can't explain it all to you, but if you dissect it or email them or contact them, even the way Taylor does a neck, and other companies like that, he looked at that and said, well, we should actually do such and such and make it more stable.
Mm-hmm.
So he's done that with a lot of different things and then invented machines to do it. So very, very cool. So
now you've played a lot of his models, models. Now let me ask you, honestly, the consistency between them, the necks are the same, or are they really pretty close?
Yeah, well, the one I play is actually custom. You can get custom shop too. So the price range of these guitars goes like $300 up to like $2,000, $1,500. And so the one I'm going to play in a minute is like the $600 range. And these necks are all consistent. The playability is all consistent. And then you take that same playability and consistency down to the lower end models, like $349.
Mm-hmm.
And the only difference is you have laminated back and sides. So, yeah, you get all that really nice feel and touch. You know, when you pick up a guitar, if it's got mojo or it doesn't, right?
Right.
Clear, you don't. So, yeah, it does. But the one I'm playing is one of their custom models, and it's a little bit different neck and more expensive guitar, right?
Right.
I love these. I'll be playing.
The key thing that I'm trying to stress here is that of the standard production models, the consistency is really, really consistent. There's
And that gets back to his machinery to talk. I wish I could explain this better. Like, he's actually... All the different parts, even the way the neck dovetail joins into the body, is probably more precise than, you know, any of the guitars you've ever seen out there. So they've taken the time to do that and built the machinery with tolerances to do that, right?
No, but so. $499 for a guitar with solid rosewood and spruce, that's amazing. That is really amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty... So there you go, nylon string.
Let me.
Not my forte. There you go. Go for it.
Now this neck is a little more rounded than like if you are used to like a Ramirez, they're kind of a squared off, which is not my favorite. This is a much smoother. But playing these before, they were really just picking up this guitar cold and not knowing it. It's really easy to play, but it just has a nice singing quality. And it's ringing. And from what I could play it, when I was playing it before the show, I'm not hearing any dead spots. It's really consistent all the way up and down. So, and it's a balanced sound. I mean, it's... Now, this microphone, those are more musical, but it's pretty balanced. So you can hear the inner voices. I just wanted to point that out. I'll hand that back to you. I had to play it once just.
Nice job.
Martinez just not just more than guitar manufacturer. Really, we did a lot of things. The concert, we support the festival in the world, around the world, and also we support younger people. Also, you know, a lot of concerts, more than 100 concerts per year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we cooperate with the university, conservatory, and culture and education in the classic guitar field.
That very good. That's
yes,
well. That's really
why
important.
We are really
yeah.
Good name. Yes.
But the thing is, to the working is as a session player or whatever, if you're touring, this is a decent guitar. It's recordable. I would say that I could use this easily in a session. It would give me the sound that I needed. And for that price point, if you need a decent guitar live, this cuts it. It really does. And we know about the hazards of touring and stuff, and it's dangerous to bring those rare guitars that you've had for years, your prize Gibson or your prize Fender or your prize Ramirez or whatever it is. This is a decent guitar, and it really does do the job. Now, do you make them? You make them electric, and you put pickups in them too?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so you can get them with the pickup. But this thing, I mean, this guitar can handle it. I could take this in the studio right now, and it would work. I mean,
yeah.
It's, you know, and I'm not just saying that. It really does.
Yeah, it's a little Canon, that thing.
And believe me, Don knows tone too. So I mean, he knows when he called me and told me about these, I had to listen because it definitely is nice. Now, tell me about this guitar.
Okay, you know, I'm playing guitar. Really, I know many. I have many friends around the world that are musicians. I know really there was kind of a music instrument they need. Mason guitars that in Europe with my good friend Dilo 11 years ago. I told him I'm going to make an acoustic guitar as a brother of Martinez guitars in our company. Then I put my ideas and my drawing on the table and explained all the details and my design concept and to him. He's working in the guitar business more than 40 years. And he pawned for a while. And this is really great, a smart concept, ideas. I believe you can do it. Then I started Mason. When I started, I realized that I was stupid. I'm stupid. It's because, you know, it's so hard a job. Even after 10 years, I still feel this is a wrong decision. Make such good guitars with that price.
Oh, you mean for the price? Well, let me ask you, what did you bring to the table? What did you want from Mason to out of the guitar? What were you looking for? What did you tell him? And you can generalize, but I mean, basically, what were you asking him? What did you tell him in terms of, I need this type of guitar? Well, yeah. What type of guitar was that?
So everybody knows, many people knows, the guitar, price range up to $2,000. They are very expensive guitars. A lot of musicians and artists, they cannot afford, buy it, cannot affordable. So in my experience, the guitar, how can make the guitars with the high efficiently and with the controlled cost and make the excellent guitars? This is a big challenge. This is why we are making Mason. Actually, Mason, you know, we get guitars, we created a lot of CNC machines with CNC company, and or buy all the parts from different countries, and design our own machine, only make our own guitars, because we want to make a Mason exactly that high level, precise.
Right.
You know, and then we take a lot of the workers and only do the handcraft. This is the big improvement in our company after 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why you can see that all the details is just correct. Yes. And that means we make it very high quality and with the good price.
Mm-hmm.
We want to give the people, wow, this is a guitar we really, really respect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's and really surprised. So Mason, the Mason guitars, so you can see the design and the original design, because we just want to don't want to copy.
Right, right.
Yeah, we don't want to copy. We do every other features, it's just different than others. We want Mason, this is a Mason. Even you play on stage,
mm-hmm.
This Mason guitar is very easy to see it. And also, you can see the Mason, the sound, and it's also different. It's very good sound, and a good balance, and very clean, and a very good dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's louder, and I think this is perfect for the finger style, even for your singing for the choose the different models. And another is the hand craft shipment. You know, the Masons looks, there's $6,000 guitars. It's not like a $600 guitars. So this is why we want to deliver this guitars to our consumer. Wow.
Yeah, this Don, is the show them the back and sides of this thing. Look at this. Now this is solid, right? This is not a laminate.
There's a laminated back and side and a solid top.
Okay,
so this was laminated.
Laminated back inside and a solid top.
So that's flame maple laminate, right?
Yeah.
That's maple, and then the top is spruce, right?
Yeah. You can see we inlaid a machine, head. It looks fantastic. Yeah, we make the V shape to C shape. This is why you said, wow, this is comfortable play.
Mm-hmm.
And the string action is very slow, and the playability is very comfortable.
Yeah.
And the neck and the body joint, we take a different way than Martin Taylor, than traditional way, and make it very stable and good. So actually the sounds, we design the sounds different. We move the classic guitars technology and to the steel strings. This is why I tell you why I'm come from the classic guitar world. It's because the classic guitars, the way make the guitars traditional, and for example, the put the line, the is the connect body, the top and the back and side in different way, and take the different cycles on the top, make the sound balance and the different meet the people's the
so you're saying that the Martinez construction is more of a traditional construction.
Yes.
You're looking at the traditional classical guitar construction, whereas these guitars, the Masons, are you're innovating, you're going away, you're making your own, you're groundbreaking in your construction.
That's what they call smart concept. They've actually merged the old with the new, right? And then by doing that in the new, it means like, can you do something different and make it cost affordable? And that's what I'm fascinated about these, because it's a guitar you're going to be hearing a lot about in the future. You're actually getting like these high-end guitar features all in a lower-end price guitar, right?
Well, play a little bit of this guitar. Now, this is spruce top, maple back. Listen to the tone of this thing.
Let it ring for a second. You can hear how this sustains forever. Very sweet.
Now, what's the price range for this guitar?
This price is $699, and you can see everything. It's we are designed the details. You need to see it. This is why.
Yeah.
We need the people who come here, and we need to show the people to see it. So actually, we tried our best. Now we are ready to show this guitar.
Yeah. No, that's with, and remember too, at $699. That's with a whole pickup system in it. So it's not that out of line, you know?
It's tricky because when you see a guitar is a guitar, right? But if you lift up the hood and start taking a look at how it's built, it's really...
But the thing for me is the tone. Tone right there. That's him. I got two mics. I'm not processing him. That's what it sounds like. And it's recordable. I mean, that's a great sound.
Yeah, it's...
I love the overtones. It's really nice.
The sustain is very good. It has incredible sustain.
Yes, the sustain is. Yeah.
Yes. Very expressive, too. Yeah, killer, huh?
That's a nice guitar.
And they all come with pickups, too, right, Alex?
That's pickup system in the back.
The knobs are there, but what is that? That's not a LR. That's not an Anthem, is it? Is it something else?
This is a new pickup for them.
It's a new pickup, and the knobs is it's made in Germany,
mm-hmm.
And the pickup we cooperate with the pickup company from Korea, and this for this guitar.
Okay. I assume there's a piezo under the bridge.
And piezo, also the microphone.
Oh, there's nice, so it's a dual, so it's like an anthem. It's similar to the anthem.
Very sensitive, and it's a good sound.
Yeah, they've really gone aggressively after that new young kind of player market where everybody's doing the percussion stuff going on. Mm. And so to get that, you have to have a microphone, right? There's a balance on it, so you can have.
So there's a volume for each microphone, and then a balance, right?
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Now, from playing your other guitars that you played for years, in terms of that type of style where you're using the percussive, is this guitar pretty, is it livelier than some of the other ones? Or
Tone-wise, I'd say, like, I've always played my Yamahas, right?
Right, which are beautiful guitars.
Yeah, and so I'm, at this point, I'm still a Yamaha artist, and I love my guitars. But I'm showing you stuff from the show, right? So this is, tone-wise, it actually keeps up with anything I've got. As a touring guitar, I would definitely take this on tour because I can bash it, kill it, and get another one, and right off the floor, it's going to play like this.
Right, that's
I don't even have to get it. I don't even have to go to the store to get it set up because of the great stability of the neck. You get this really cool action, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what you're getting. So that's the nice part. Like the Yamaha ones, you get it out of the box, you know what you're getting, and it's good to go.
Now you have people selling these. These are global. So like if he's in Europe, he could pick one up in Europe, okay. Right?
Yeah, well, they're working in Europe. Well, this is why we're here, because basically they're going to start setting up shop in California and do worldwide sales and North America sales.
Oh, okay, so for here too. Yeah.
So
that's great.
Why you probably haven't heard about them is we had limited exposure, and now they'll start getting aggressive at that, and you might see a few familiar faces joining their team in the near future. So,
this is a great sound. Again, it's recordable. That's you could take that in a session and it'll do some nice things. I mean, listen to those overtones.
You can feel some classical sound in this guitar. classic feel.
Very easy to play.
Yes. Yeah, but it's got that newer sound. It's not like and again, it's I have Martins, and Martin has a certain sound, and it's the Martin sound. This doesn't sound like this. This sounds like a lot of the newer guitar players that I've seen.
Yeah, yeah.
Like some of the other boutique guitars. There's a whole bunch of guitars that have this, that it's a little livelier sound, more overtones.
Yeah, yeah.
So you, and especially for like when you're doing harmonics and you're doing taps and stuff like that, it really lends well for it. But it's a great.
But if you listen to this for a second, like when you're playing slow stuff, you let a guitar to sing so you get space. Otherwise, if it goes dead too quickly, you're panicking to look for something, right? So if I do something like, I can do something whenever I want, it just kind of keeps singing, right? So yeah, I'm totally impressed by what Alex has put together with his team.
Thank you. Actually, this guitar we sell in Europe. We have a European partner, and many years. And this guitar is really popular.
Okay.
And also, thank you very much.
Should do well. I think it'll do well in the United States.
So what is the one for? So this is laminated back and sides.
Laminated back and sides.
I thought the one for $349 was laminated back and sides.
$349. That's the mahogany piece.
Okay.
Mahogany one, yeah.
But it's laminated as well, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. This is the range for the plywood laminated back inside the series.
Well, it's the maple.
It's the maple, yeah. Just a maple.
Which is a little brighter, which actually lends it for your tapping and stuff.
Yeah, it works well.
Maple's a nice sound.
Yeah.
But this guitar is the only you can touch. You touch and play, you can feel that.
Yeah, and I've played this one too. The neck is awesome. It's really awesome. Okay, now we're gonna go on a tangent here. We got two other guitars from other manufacturers, but we got to check these out because they're very, very cool. And then we'll get back to that guitar a little bit.
Thank you.
Now tell us about this guy.
This is made by luthier in North Dakota. His name is Kevin Wiederman. And he's been building for, well, many, many years. But his day job, I think he's a high-end surgeon or a dental surgeon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he and his two kids have been building guitars for a while. So he's been teaching his children how to, you know, make a living.
Mm-hmm.
But this is his particular build. And he had built an 8-string baritone for Willie Porter. And then he built one for a guy by the name of Michael Galusian, who actually sounds a lot like Michael Hedges. So when I saw that, I went chatting with him and told him about trying to do something like this, and what he came up with was a standard scale guitar, but of course he made it fan fret, and the idea is it can tune down as low as a baritone. I'm not sure what I'm at here, but you can hear how. That's high up.
Now that's interesting to be able to do that scale and still get the low.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty deep. It's at least, I would say, a third or a fourth. What's the low string?
I didn't actually check. It's probably, say, B or C. So it's tuned from B to B or C to C. Maybe, let's see. I don't know. Maybe it's not even tuned anything.
Let me try C.
C? Okay.
So it's basically a third down. It's almost like
most of the baritone guitars are a third or fourth down. So yeah, that's a third down. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it'll go to a fourth down.
And it's not flapping.
Yeah. Oh, it'll go to a fourth down too and not flap. I messed around with it. It's got that nice punch to it, right? It's not too sloppy. So what's really holding tension? It kicks, so. So what he's done, he's actually taken the Nomex. The Nomex, you've heard of that? That inner kind of sandwiching you can put between two separate pieces of wood?
Explain that. Explain
good. So there is a technique going out there now. It's getting more popular. And basically, you're creating a sandwich. Two pieces of bread, and in between it goes this Nomex kind of material. And it's kind of a wedgie in design with like little triangles and kind of stuff. And I guess it just makes the top resonate more, meaning that you can make the actual wood sections thinner. So by doing that, along with his bracing, the guitar seems to be able to hold down to these really, really low tunings, right? So that's his strategy for it. But so you have the first like low strung guitar.
So look at, I want to point out a couple of things. First of all, look at the angle of the bridge and the angle of the nut, so the way the fan is. So yeah. It continues with the fan. So actually that low string is a longer, from nut to bridge, it's longer.
It is.
So he kind of cheats a little. No, it's not a cheat, but I mean, he kind of helps it.
Yeah, I think it was requested to be a fan fret, though. That was probably...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it's interesting. I've never seen the bridge slant as much. I've seen the fret slant, but not as much with the nut. I've seen some other guitars made like that. How do you like playing the fan fret? Do you notice a difference?
It's actually not a problem if you just kind of let give into the process and not freak out by it. The only hard part is when you do the F position chord down at the first, first fret. It's a little bit more of an angle, but otherwise... it's more ergonomic when you're going up.
For me, it's when I've played fan frets, I have to look away from the fretboard, then I can play it. When you don't think about it, ergonomically it works. When you look at it, it's like, But it sounds great.
Yeah, these big trebles higher positions, right? That's on the 12th fret.
Now, does he make this with regular frets, or is it always a fan fret?
No, the one I was telling you about for Michael Glusin is a standard body size with just regular frets, and it sounds just the same as this. So, but yeah, he's doing some cool things. I mean, this has got some really beautiful woods in it. He's got a
that's a spruce top. It looks like spruce.
It's torrified spruce, actually.
Torrified. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Torrified spruce top, and then he's got he's actually angled out. What do you call the scalp frets up here for the upper frets? So you can do the harmonics without tapping into the fretboard. And it's a snakewood fingerboard, which is pretty cool.
What's the neck, the back of the neck? Flip it over.
Mahogany.
Okay, mahogany with the snakewood fretboard. And then what's that wood?
Bacotti.
Ooh.
Bacotti, beautiful Bacotti, yeah. And and then he's actually got, the little armrest bevel.
Yeah, he has that
too. And ribrest bevel.
Oh, wow. There's one right there, yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's fascinating to see all the different things that are going on with the guitar right now. But
play a little bit of this guy so to get a feel. Okay. You can hear all those inner voices. That to me is an important thing.
Yeah.
It's balanced for that low of a sound. It's deep. It's getting close to the harp guitar in low end.
Yeah. It's such a good time for musicians. You have all these different tools you can make, create different colors with. And
it's exciting that they're using different woods because we need to explore other areas. And, these are more readily available, but there's some interesting tones coming out of them.
For sure, yeah. This is
so that one is meter. It's Wiedermann guitars.
Yeah,
WiedermannGuitars.com is the website for that. Now
his price range starts about $8,000 though. It's a really high. The beauty though is you get to build it with them. It's very near organic.
Grab that process. One and I'll move this one over.
Okay.
Now, here's another one, totally different, and it says Don's name on it.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so this guy,
and that's Brown, fan too.
Yeah. I was at the Vancouver International Guitar Festival this last year, and at these festivals, you have luthiers that want to hire you to play, right? So I get a call from Tad Brown. He says, Don, will you play my guitar? And I went and looked at the guitars, and I went, geez, that's an archtop guitar, you know? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, why don't you get these other guys to play it that are playing, because they're probably more equipped to play jazz. And he said, well, I heard you're playing, Don. I actually don't want them. I want what you're doing. And I'm going, you got to be serious, because the whole guitar just does not work with the whole right hand palm hitting. And he said, well, I want you to try it. I want to hire you to do it. So I ended up playing his little demo, and the guitar was absolutely fascinating. I had not played arch tops, and I still lacked the technique, but he wanted to bridge acoustic guitars, fingerstyle guys, to be able to get an arch top, and so by adding features he's got so many different things. The way he's braced the top lighter in certain sections to get certain.
Now this guitar is really light It's yeah, just it's very, very light.
And it sounds a bit like a gypsy jazz guitar, right? It's a...
Now, let me ask you, when in your technique, you hit the top. Where do you hit most of the
time? Yeah, I'm usually hitting down here all the time, right? Now, what he's done, this is really soft in here, but what he has done is he's actually tuned this whole top for the K&K pickup system inside of it. So he's got a magnet on the front, and then he's got the K&K in here, and he's got the K1KK on the tip here and over here, and it's actually went through all the different spots, and when I actually touch like this, there's a huge thud kick and came out better than I can get on my acoustics. So once again, targeting the guys trying to target new unique tools for fingerstyle guys, right?
Flip it so they can see some of the woods. I presume this is all maple.
This is from Canada, big maple, yeah.
Big maple. I love that color.
Big maple.
And the binding, the maple binding, or is that, flame maple binding. Leaf.
And he's got the ebony here. It's really...
The other thing I was going to throw out to you, just an idea that hit my head. If he put another small pickguard on the upper bout with a piece of wood with the kind of pickup they use like on a cojone, you could get your...
Well, we talked about having that at a different spot up here for sure. Initially, when I did play for him, there was problems, right? Like, typically these little, what are they called, finger guards? Pickguard. So they're usually up a lot higher. And what happened is my nails were tapping into it, right? So he's got this space now so that doesn't happen. And, so...
No, but I mean, because you hit the top harder. But if they had something up there, you could actually use it as a trigger or use it anything, electronically.
Well, he said he could actually move this whole thing up there and do that. But I'd rather not do that. I'd rather actually learn his technique of slapping on the string. That's what most guys do anyway. So actually slapping on the string to get that slap. But some really unique sounds that you can get with this thing that you can't get on acoustic, right?
Well, the archtop is a brighter, more attack sound because... In jazz, that was what it was. It wasn't meant to be resonant. It was meant to cut. So that's why when you told me about this, I'm like, that would work for what you're doing because it cuts so well. Using an arch top would be brighter.
So what he's also done, he explained to me, he's actually got two little screws under here that adjust the length of this. But the way he's got it is that when you play a note, he's got this harmonically. So that works harmonically with the guitar, so when it sings, it plays, it adds to the sound, right, sympathetically a little bit. So I mean, they're designed to be plugged in, right?
Mm-hmm.
But still sounds really, really great. And once again, doing some very, very cool, innovative features for.
Well, I'm looking forward to see what you do with this when you end up really, playing around with it for a while.
Yeah,
I'm worried. In a few months, I want to see what happens.
I'm worried about that. It means I have to actually learn how to play. That could be,
Nah.
No more being a kid on the guitar.
No, I think you're going to end up doing different types of percussive things, and it's just going to develop another technique.
Well, I mean, you can
but
also
it's an interesting thing. I think it's a good idea.
Yes. You can do stuff like... You don't have to have the tuners anymore to bend down. Different tunings, that'd be a lot of fun, right?
And, it's really live. I mean, the harmonic content that you're getting out of it is really nice.
Yeah. So you see, my typical style would be taking that palm and hitting down. I can't do that anymore. So now it's a matter of learning how to do it with the thumb. So it'll take a while, but once again.
Press this side like a guzheng, and play, and then press this side like
guzheng. Well, you can.
Press it to bend the string up.
To press the string up? Well, you could do that,
His other hand, it's easier to do up there because his hand's stronger.
Good shot.
I'm sure there's ways to make that all musical somehow, right? Just a matter of a...
Now, I didn't have it set up for us to play this electrically. How's the sound of the pickups? Is it more of an acoustic sound or more of like a jazz guitar?
It's a combination of both, and that's what's so phenomenal about it. It's too bad we couldn't plug it in. You get that nice beefiness with the magnetic. And when I played for the first time, that's what stood out to me because I had not played a guitar like that before. So usually when I'm fighting to get sound out of an acoustic, I start digging in too hard with the right hand. But this just pops out because it's like an electric, so to speak, right? So that in combination with the K&K actually really, the guitar sounds juicy and fat, and you get that acoustic sound to it.
And I noticed that you're using bronze wound on there instead of like electric guitars, a nickel or something like that.
Yeah, and it works well with the pickup. Works fine.
For both pickups. That's interesting, yeah, that it does work on.
Yeah, but I mean, we do that with all the acoustics too. Like, I've got the mag mics on there, and they all.
Oh, you use it? Okay.
The only other problem becomes the B and the E string, right? You have to actually lower the poles down so you're not so loud in volume, right?
Oh, really? So the bronze wound, the string is as the pickup isn't as sensitive to the bronze.
That's right. So
okay.
If you
I didn't
kept
know
those
that.
At the normal height like you would an electric, then they would
jump
be
out
way too high.
Yeah. Yeah.
So actually, sometimes we even remove them right out of there, so they balance a bit better.
It's a beautiful guitar, and then this headstock, the inlay it's really well crafted.
Yeah, and if you see the way he does the back of his neck too, he doesn't like the volute thing. He just gives the whole.
Now, how is that sturdy? Is that pretty sturdy for you? I mean, is this roadworthy, or do you think it's pretty heavy duty?
It feels like it would be. Yeah, I just have to find an application for it, right? Mm-hmm. Not just one song. And the idea is when I'm on tour and playing in front of the audience, to have one guitar just doesn't work anymore. You have to be a bit of a circus. So you provide different colors. And so my idea was always to have a harp guitar, a baritone, a standard guitar, and then something like this to do one or two songs on. It's too bad I'm not a jazzer, because I'm sure this would sound just fabulous with a guy with doing that kind of stuff. But for what I'm going to do, there's going to be some cool things, and so I'm looking forward to see if I can come up with something else.
That's very, 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 very cool. Well, I told you it'd go by really fast. We're out of time, but what I want to do is I'm going to let Don briefly. DonAlder.com, www.donalder.com is his website. You can check out what he's doing. Now, he sent me some stuff. We're not going to play it tonight, but we're going to do a show in the future. He's getting ready for another album. So tell us a little more what you're trying to do and when you think it's going to be out, because we'll have you back.
Sure. Okay. Well, as you know, I'm with the Front Monkey label for some time now, and I was down there last year, and we popped down, I think, 5 or 6 tracks. Now, some of it's new stuff, and some of it's really old stuff, but I've never actually released. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that those songs work really well live, but I've never been able to really capture them on a recording. So yet again, we tried to do it, and we're sort of close. But, as an artist, you're always struggling with decisions to try to make whether you add band or not add band, right? So sometimes when I listen to it, I go, Too Naked, and nobody had ever played that in radio. And other times I go, well, maybe it should just be by itself. So that's the kind of thing I'm going through right now, and... Well, hopefully, more of what's going to happen in the near future. But I'm very excited about it.
So check on his website for more information, and he's on Facebook and everything. Let me give out real quick all the different companies, and I'll do you guys last. TimberlineGuitars.com, Wiedermann Guitars.com, Brown.Guitars is the site for Tad Brown's guitars, and MasonGuitars.com, and then I think it's www.martinezguitars.com.
Yes.
So both of those. So keep an eye out and
Timberline.
Yeah, no, that www.timberlineguitars.com. So that's all of the companies here. Alex and Van, thank you. These are great guitars, and I look forward to seeing more of them in the American market, because they are, for the price, they're really decent, and I'm glad that the craftsmanship is there. And I've been impressed with a lot of guitars that I'm seeing now that are made outside the United States. Because I'm very proud of, Martin, the Fenders. I mean, there's a bunch of companies here. They make great guitars. But I think it's exciting that we're seeing some other guitars made all over the world. And some of the woods that you're working with and some of the things that you're doing innovatively is extraordinary. And I think it makes it a healthier market. To me, I think the more the merrier, instead of just, we are used to the big names and the famous guitars, and they're great guitars. And, a pre-war Martin is a pre-war Martin. Love it. Yeah. But I think it's exciting that you have these guitars. The tone of these guitars, I think you can hear on the show, is really, it's exciting. So I want to thank you guys for coming. It's really welcome to have you guys come here and come to our country. It's great. Bring more guitars.
Thank you. And this guitar, as you say, is global. Guitar is global. Nothing from China. All import. We set up in China. We service the people in the world, around the world, musicians around the world. Right?
Yeah.
Dom?
Yeah, yeah.
You can see all the machine head from Taiwan, strings from US, and the top from Canada.
Yeah.
Maybe from Canada.
That's truly
and the,
yeah.
The
that's global.
From Japan, and the knobs and the saddle from Canada too. Ready?
Oh yeah. Oh, GraphTech.
Yeah. So everything. So we just.
So the components of the guitar is global. That's great.
I'm happy with.
Yeah, but I think, and I just want to compliment you the quality and the care. That to me is really important. So I think that and that shows in the guitars. It's pretty obvious that you guys care and you know what you're doing. So all I can say is Shishe for coming on the show. And Don's going to take us out with a song.
Yeah.
And everybody, have a good one. We'll see you next week.
Well, I know I've got a choice to make. Not sure that I can make it. And I feel my courage waning now. Slave to my resistance. For love and life. For love and life. So I stand firmly with both feet to the ground. So I'm not tripping on compliance. But always looking for that level playing field. And I keep wandering around. This love and life. This love and that's love and life. That's love.